the mission of Saint Maximilian Kolbe, entrusted to his Knights of the Immaculata, was that of converting the whole world to the Catholic Church. He said, "Only until all schismatics and Protestants profess the Catholic Creed with conviction, when all Jews voluntarily ask for holy baptism, only then will the Immaculata have reached its goals." In other words, Saint Maximilian insisted, there is no greater enemy of the Immaculata than today's ecumenism, which every knight must not only fight against, but also neutralize through diametrically opposed action, and ultimately destroy. We must realize the goal of the Militia Immaculata as quickly as possible, that is, to conquer the whole world and every individual soul which exists today or will exist until the end of the world, for the Immaculata, and through her, for the most sacred heart of Jesus. Saint Maximilian Kolbe grapples with them all. Not one of the Christian religions that are praised so much today does he omit. First, he answers the question, why are there so many denominations? The reason is sin and vice. Looking at the history of Protestantism, Bardas, the uncle of the drunken Emperor Michael III, who ruled the state for him, lived incestuously with the widow of his own son. The saintly Bishop Ignatius admonished him on that account, but in vain. And so on the occasion of a divine liturgy in the year 857, he declared him to be a public scandal. The result was rage, the banishment of Saint Ignatius, a new patriarch Hosius, and the beginning of orthodoxy. Martin Luther, an Augustinian monk, broke his vows, pulled a nun out of the cloister, took her as his wife, and founded Protestantism. Henry VII, King of England, was weary of married life with Catherine of Aragon and wanted Anne Boleyn as his wife. After that, he changed his wives as though they were gloves, and so the depraved monarch founded the Anglican Church in 1537 because the Pope would not and could not allow him to transgress God's law in that way. Those are the origins of defection from Christ's Church. Therefore, everyone has the solemn duty to investigate the truth and thereby come to know the true religion of Christ and to live in accordance with it. Catholicism conquers souls. It will always conquer souls because it alone has the truth. And the truth shall make you free, says the Lord Jesus. It gives them happiness, insofar as it can be experienced at all in this valley of tears. It satisfies the understanding, which seeks answers to the various questions of the present day. Only Catholicism can provide this, and it does provide it, although not everyone loves the truth. Nevertheless, only it can be the foundation of lasting happiness. The truth is one. The fact is well known to us, and yet we behave in practice as though yes and no were both true in the same matter. If Jesus did in fact say to Peter, "Thou art the rock, and on this rock I will build my church," and he thereby gave the sign by which anyone can easily distinguish his church from the 100 other Christian churches, then only those who are in the Catholic Church are on the right path. Only they have the guarantee that they will attain peace and contentment here on earth if they seek God according to the teaching of the Church. Similarly, this is true for all other religious cases. For example, if it is true that the Immaculata appeared to Bernadette in Lourdes, then it is certain that she is alive and loves all mankind like a true mother. Acknowledge the truth. No one, therefore, can change the truth. One can only seek the truth, find it, profess it, conform one's life to it, and walk along the path of truth in all things. Saint Maximilian Kolbe, pray for us.